Good morning and welcome to the Mountain View Baptist Church radio program. This is Pastor Kevin J. Norton inviting you and your family to any of our services beginning on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. for Sunday school, our morning worship service at 10:45, and then Sunday night at 6 p.m. We also have a midweek prayer service on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Our program can be seen on the local TV station, Channel 6, at 8 p.m. on the second and fourth Thursday night. We're just an old-fashioned, Bible-believing Baptist church where Jesus is Lord. Come be with us. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you, is our prayer. Amen. What a beautiful day the Lord's given this morning. And I trust you're getting ready to go to the house of the Lord this morning and honor Him who's been so good, so faithful, so patient, so gracious, so merciful. I mean, we just go on and on. But at the end of the day, at the end of the way, all we can say is what a Savior that we have this morning. And I trust this morning that you'll get past all the aches and pains and all the gripes and complaints and thank God this morning to enter in through His gates with thanksgiving. That means when you pull in the parking lot, thank God you ought to have your mind on the Lord this morning. Enter in through His gates with thanksgiving. Come in the doors with a bounce in your step and a shout in your soul. You ought not have to be primed and pumped for the first hour, the first four or five songs in the choir to get you even interested in why you're at the church in the first place. Thank God, come with a mind ready to worship and honor the Lord this morning. The preacher wouldn't have to struggle so much this morning if we come and want to desire, have that desire to worship and exalt the name of our God this morning. And so I trust you'll pray for these on our prayer list this morning. I remember Pauline Loggins this morning and also Mildred Hawkins and Rachel Cordell. Remember Frankie Klein this morning, Brother Alan Hughes also in the hospital. We want to remember this morning Caleb Nance and Blake Bramlett and Bob and Linda Schaefer and Miss Betty Simpson. Remember Stella Burnett this morning in your prayers. Also Miss June Reynolds. They've been in the hospital. Remember Billy Fields Sr. This morning. Remember our dad, Herman Norton. Keep praying for him. The Lord will work in his life this morning. Remember Jerry Deering this morning. Remember Lisa Proctor and also Miss Patsy Henderson. of the singing Hendersons, and she's got some medical issues, and so let's be much in prayer for her this morning. Remember Carl Williams this morning, also Aubrey Jones, special request for them. Also, I'd like to make this announcement this morning. We'll be having a fall vacation Bible school at the Mountain View Baptist Church this coming Saturday, October the 26th, vacation Bible school, and beginning at 10 o'clock. I'd like to invite all of you to come and to be in our fall vacation Bible school. And if you need a ride or got any questions, just give us a call this morning. I hope this song will be a blessing to you this morning. Amen. That's certainly true this morning. God has been good unto me this morning. I want to read out of Isaiah chapter number 1 this morning. And beginning in verse number 2, the Bible said, "Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. The ox knoweth his owner, the ass his master's crib, but Israel does not know, my people does not consider. All sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children that are corruptors. They have forsaken the Lord, they have provoked the Holy One of Israel, and to anger they have gone away backward. Why should you be stricken any more? You will revolt more and more. The whole head is sick, and the whole heart is faint. From the sole of the foot even to the head there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. They have not been closed, neither bound up, neither mollified with ointment. Your country is desolate, your cities are burned with fire, your land, strangers devoured in your presence, and it is desolate and overthrown by strangers. And the daughter of Zion is left as a cottage in a vineyard, as a lodge in the garden of cucumbers, and a besieged city. Except the Lord of hosts had left unto us a very small remnant, we have been as Sodom, and we should have been like unto Gomorrah." Our Heavenly Father, now God, as we come before you this morning, how we give thanks today, God, for the blessings of life, Lord, that you bestowed upon us so freely this morning, God. And I want to thank you this morning, God, for who you are. May your name be exalted. May it be high and lifted up this morning, God, among your people, Lord. And I pray that, Lord, that the name of Jesus Christ this morning, Lord, would receive praise and glory and honor. This morning among your people, God, I pray that, Lord, this morning that you draw all of us unto yourself today. God, especially those this morning that are lost and undone. This morning, God, they might see the need of Christ in their life. Lord, that they might come to the saving knowledge of Christ this morning. God, be born again in the family of God. Father, we pray today, God, that you touch those who we may mention this morning, that those that are sick this morning, God, those that are having surgeries and recovering from surgeries, God, those having to take treatments, I pray that, Lord, that you'd hold their hand this morning, God, that you'd encourage them through these difficult times. And Father, I pray that you bless your people wherever they're gathered together this morning, God. I pray that you give us a spirit of worship this morning, God, and Lord, prepare us for visitation and for revival, God, a season of refreshment, God, a time of renewing, a right spirit within us this morning, God. Reach out this morning, God, touch some precious soul, and we'll give you the thanks and the praise and the glory for it all this morning, for it's in Jesus' name we ask it, amen, this morning, and amen. Now then, the Bible said, here in verse number 4, oh, sinful nation. I want to preach on that thought this morning concerning the sin of a nation. Dear friend, the sin of a nation this morning. Dear friend, I'm certainly not going to criticize our nation this morning. Dear friend, I know it seems like that everybody everywhere, dear friend, is always putting down the United States of America. Dear friend, it seems like more every day we get more enemies. Dear friend, more criticism. Dear friend, more condemnation than any other place. Dear friend, this morning. But I want to tell you, dear friend, this is my country this morning. Dear friend, I'm proud to be an American. Dear friend, no other place I'd rather live upon the face of this earth. Dear friend, than right here in the good old U.S. of A. Dear friend, I know we've got our problems this morning. Dear friend, I realize today that we've gone back from where we once stood. Dear friend, but still this morning, dear friend, I wouldn't want to live or go anywhere else outside of these borders this morning. God certainly has been good unto this nation this morning in how he's blessed us. No other nation, dear friend, upon the face of this earth outside of Israel, dear friend, has been blessed, dear friend, like our nation this morning. Dear friend, I'll tell you, I'm proud to put my hand over my heart and say one nation under God. Dear friend, it still provokes an emotional response when they sing My Country, 'Tis of Thee. Dear friend, and dear friend, when they began, oh, dear friend, this morning, can you see? Dear friend, it still stirs my heart this morning. Dear friend, to sing the song this morning. Dear friend, the land of the free and the home of the brave. Amen. Dear friend, this is my country, my nation. Dear friend, the place where I was born, my nativity this morning. Dear friend, I'm proud to be an American this morning. Dear friend, that I tell you, I do want to look today. Dear friend, a few minutes this morning. Dear friend, at a sinful nation. Dear friend, I know the Lord saves individuals this morning. God only saves one at a time. Dear friend, but throughout the Word of God, he addresses, dear friend, the nations. Dear friend, in fact, the Bible tells us one day there will be a judgment of nations. Dear friend, when the Lord Jesus Christ, dear friend, will separate the goats and the sheep. Dear friend, thou they've treated Israel. I am the God's people this morning. Dear friend, see him this morning. The Bible said there's a reproach unto any people. Dear friend, and sin can reach unto a national level this morning. Dear friend, that's why God judged Sodom and Gomorrah, Tyre and Sidon. Dear friend, that's why God was in judgment of Nineveh and then Moab. And throughout the Word of God this morning, dear friend, God judged Israel as a whole, dear friend, because of their actions this morning. Amen. Dear friend, this morning, our nation, our country this morning, dear friend, I do believe today,
if not already experiencing, how dear friends, some of the judgment of God upon us. Amen. I realize this morning, friend of mine, this country still does good. How dear friend, in fact, there's no other place on the face of this earth, how dear friend, that does more humanitarian, how dear friend, work this morning, whether it's through money or food or clothing or medicine. How dear friend, this country this morning, how dear friend, still does, how dear friend, this morning, better than any place on the face of this earth. How dear friend, as far as the freedom this morning, how dear friend, to go to church and to worship, how dear friend, this morning, according to our choice, how dear friend, today. And so this is a great nation. How about to whom much is given, how much is required. Amen. How dear friend, and as God has blessed us abundantly, He also expects some things out of us this morning. How dear friend, and I do believe this nation, how dear friend, is headed for judgment. I already seen the preliminaries of it. How dear friend, why is this called a sinful nation? Why did the prophet Isaiah, how dear friend, talking to Israel this morning, by the hand of the Lord, how dear friend, declare them to be such a sinful nation? How dear friend, I believe the same thing that happened to them is the same thing that's happening to us. How dear friend, in the same judgment that fell upon them, how dear friend, is the same judgments that's falling upon us. Amen. How dear friend, I'll tell you why there's a sinful nation. In verse number 3, Isaiah said, they have forgotten the Lord. Amen. The ox knoweth his owner, the ass his master's crib. But Israel, my people, does not consider. Amen. How dear friend, the Bible said that the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all nations that forget God. Amen. How dear friend, I think this morning we have forgotten, how dear friend, who it was that established, how dear friend, this nation this morning. How you say, well now preacher, that was our founding fathers. Well now preacher, that was the pilgrims. How dear friend, I'm telling you this morning, how dear friend, it was God that established such a nation as this. Amen. We have forgotten the very foundation, how dear friend, by which our nation was built upon this morning. How dear friend, the principles, how dear friend, of godliness, how dear friend, that we upheld, how dear friend, when the stakes were laid, how dear friend, the lines were drawn, how dear friend, this morning in our nation, how dear friend, began to come up, how dear friend, out of this land. How dear friend, we have forgotten this morning, how dear friend, the price, how dear friend, that was paid for our nation this morning. That's right, brother. Have the blood that was spilled. Had dear friend, the lives that were sacrificed. Had dear friend, so that you and I could have, had dear friend, this freedom this morning. Had dear friend, today we have forgotten the perception. Had dear friend, this morning they can holler about it, they can argue about it. Had dear friend, this morning, but the fact of the matter is, had dear friend, they came to this new world, had dear friend, in search of freedom, how to worship God. Amen. How dear friend, that's why this nation was established. How dear friend, so that men could worship God. How dear friend, this morning, and God honored that, and God blessed that, and God prospered that. How dear friend, this morning, but look where we're at today. Amen. We have forgotten, how dear friend, why, how dear friend, this morning, that this nation was established. Amen. How dear friend, this morning we have forgotten the freedom. How dear friend, this morning our freedoms and our liberties is not granted by the Constitution. How dear friend, it is not guaranteed by the Bill of Rights. How dear friend, this morning our freedoms and our liberties, how dear friend, are given to us by our God. Amen. How dear friend, it is God this morning, how dear friend, that makes us free. How the Bible said, if the Son sets you free, then you're free indeed. Amen. It is God that gives us liberties. It is God that guarantees, how dear friend, this morning, how dear friend, that we have rights. How dear friend, this morning, that we have the privileges. How dear friend, that we have in our nation this morning. We have forgotten that. How dear friend, we've tried to use the courts, and we've tried to use, how dear friend, politicians, and we've tried to use change history this morning. Our dear friend, to fit our agendas and push our dear friend, our thoughts and our dear friend, agendas this morning. And it's God, our dear friend, that grants us. But we have forgotten that in our nation. We have forgotten our fruitfulness. Amen. Our dear friend, the blessings that this country offers and the bounty, our dear friend, by which we're blessed, it has been blessed by the hand of God. Amen. Our dear friend, you want to straighten the economy out? Our dear friend, you want to get the, our dear friend, this morning, the unemployment back in line? Our dear friend, you want to get things, our dear friend, back in order? Our dear friend, it's not in elected politicians. Our dear friend, it's not in passing bills. Our dear friend, this morning, it's turning back to God and remembering, our dear friend, that every good and perfect gift comes down from God above. Our dear friend, it is turning back and remembering. Our dear friend, it's the hand of God that we're fed and that we're blessed. Our dear friend, that it's God that has given us everything that we have this morning. It's acknowledging Him. Our dear friend, it's giving Him thanks and praise this morning. Amen. The Bible tells us today, our dear friend, that my people have forgotten me. Days without end. Amen. Our dear friend, that's why we're a sinful nation. Our dear friend, this morning, it's not just the violence. It's not just the drugs. It's not just the perverseness and profanity. Our dear friend, that it starts in the hearts this morning of God's people. When we have forgotten our Maker, our dear friend, this morning, in verse number 4, our dear friend, why they were a sinful nation. Our dear friend, not only because they had forgotten God, our dear friend, but because they had forsaken Him. In verse 4, they have forsaken the Lord. Amen. That's pretty straightforward. Our dear friend, this morning, they have forsaken the Lord. Our dear friend, that means to turn our back. Our dear friend, this one means to walk away from. Our dear friend, that means to write Him off. Our dear friend, today. But not only had they forsaken Him, but verse 4 said that also provoked Him to anger. Our dear friend, this morning, it wasn't just the fact they had turned away from God. It was the fact they had embraced, our dear friend, other false gods and idols this morning. Amen. Our dear friend, we have forsaken the Lord our God. Our dear friend, because we do not honor Him. Amen. Our dear friend, we don't honor His day. We don't honor His house. And we certainly don't honor His name. Amen. Our dear friend, I'll tell you, it's a shame and a disgrace. Our dear friend, listen. Our dear friend, they'll edit out things on TV. Our dear friend, but let you take the name of the Lord in vain. Amen. Our dear friend, this morning. And I'll tell you today, our dear friend, you go to the house of God, Sunday's just another day. Our dear friend, it don't mean much anymore. Our dear friend, this morning. Our dear friend, businesses go on like they're always there. Our dear friend, plants and meals. Our dear friend, but I want to tell you, our dear friend, I'm not blaming all of them, friends. I'm telling you this morning, it's God's people that does not honor His day. Amen. Our dear friend, listen. Our dear friend, we go to the house of God. Our dear friend, get in an hour or so, an hour and a half in service, and then we go to the golf course, and then we go to the beach or the lake. Our dear friend, we go on about our business. Our dear friend, but the Lord's day is just what it said. It's the Lord's day. Amen. Isaiah said a little later on in Isaiah 58 and verse 13, if thou wilt turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and cause the Sabbath a delight in the Lord, holy and honorable, and shalt honor Him, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words, then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord, and I'll cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth. Amen. God said, if you'll honor my day, our dear friend, this morning, He said, I'll bless you. Our dear friend, I'll cause you to rise upon the high. Sunday's just another day. We don't honor Him. We have forsaken the Lord. Our dear friend, in not thanking Him. Our dear friend, 2 Timothy chapter 3. How Paul said in the last days, this last generation, I would be unthankful and unholy. Amen. Our Romans chapter 1. How the Bible said this morning, neither were they thankful. Our dear friend, we're ungrateful for the blessings we do not acknowledge. Our dear friend, where they come from this morning. Our dear friend, friend, Doc the hog rooting around on the ground and never looking up, seeing where, dear friend, the acorns are falling from. Dear friend, God's been so good to us in pouring out His blessings upon us, and yet we don't even take the time to give Him thanks for what He does. We do not acknowledge Him. Dear friend, we're always trying to disprove Him and not give Him the credit this morning. We do not obey Him. Dear friend, Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Amen. Dear friend, this morning, the laws of our land are contrary to the laws of God, and we esteem the laws of our land higher than that which the Lord, dear friend, has laid down for us this morning. Amen. Dear friend, today we do not acknowledge Him because we have forsaken the Lord this morning. We've turned against Him. Dear friend, we've turned away from Him. We depend upon ourselves more than we depend upon God. Dear friend, this morning, dear friend, but notice in verses 10 down through verses 15, we've also a sinful nation this morning because we've tried to formalize God. Dear friend, we've changed the true and living God. We've fashioned Him, dear friend, after the manner of man. Dear friend, this morning, the Bible said in Romans chapter 1, dear friend, that they worship the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever and ever. Dear friend, this morning we've tried to bring God down unto us this morning instead of trying to exalt man through the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Dear friend, we have diminished His name. Dear friend, this morning, dear friend, trying to say, dear friend, this morning, that God is not above man. Dear friend, but I'll tell you, He's holy, He's sovereign, He's righteous. Dear friend, this morning, and we can't even approach unto Him. We've tried to dictate unto God. Dear friend, we're going to worship on our terms. Dear friend, we pulled out the spirit of Cain, and we've said, God, we're going to offer You the best we have. We're going to offer You what we want to, and that just had to be acceptable. Dear friend, this morning, we try to serve Him out of convenience. Dear friend, this morning, we try to do what we want to do. Instead of conforming and submitting unto the Spirit of God this morning. Dear friend, we've even tried to deceive people. Dear friend, by saying God said this and God said that. Man, the Bible said, dear friend, the prophets speak lies. And my people love to have it so this morning. Amen. Nobody cares about the truth. Dear friend, as long as we pat them on the back and make them feel better about themselves and the way they're living. Dear friend, this morning, no wonder we're a sinful nation. Dear friend, this morning, dear friend, we have the best country in the world. Dear friend, the Bible said righteousness exalteth the nation, but sin is a reproach unto any people, and blessed is that nation whose God is the Lord. If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, I'll forgive their sin, and I'll heal their land. Amen. Dear friend, God said in verse 5, why should I chasten you anymore? You're not going to listen. You're not going to turn. In verse 6, He said, you're corrupted. In verse 7, He said, you're going to be, land's going to be desolate, and strangers are going to devour it in your presence. Brother, if you can't see that in our nation today, dear friend, you're blind and your head's in the sand. Amen. Dear friend, this morning, but God in verses 16 and 17 pleads, dear friend, with that nation, dear friend, and said, wash you and make you clean. In verse 18, He said, come now and let us reason together. Verse 19, dear friend, He said, if you be willing and obedient, you'll eat of the good of the land. But in verses 20, He said, dear friend, if you refuse and revile, dear friend, you'll be devoured and destroyed. Dear friend, our nation this morning, morning. Dear friend, we certainly need to pray for our nation. Dear friend, today may the Lord richly bless you. Enjoy the independence of our nation this morning. God certainly has blessed the United States. Amen.